This week's Prickly Seed Podcast, a trip to Parallel Earth and a visit from
Big Brother.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for June 2nd, 2019. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me.
That is you.
Let's dive right in. Oh, my God. I was not expecting this. I thought it was really clear what I was trying to say. Did a week's worth on 2 weeks worth, actually, because they travel there. And
right.
Their friend Opie, who's a space alien.
Being Parallel Earth.
Yes. But Opie is, by the way, just a quick side note, which I love this, is why is he named Opie? Is because they intercepted television transmissions from Earth. And they got Mayberry. And, I mean, the Andy Griffith Show. And so he's named Opie, and they said, well, that's kind of a silly name. He said, tell that to my brother, Aunt B. So I kind of liked that little storyline. Anyway, so Opie takes him to a parallel universe where there's a parallel Earth. My thinking was they land on Earth. Spoiler alert, if you haven't read it yet, Honey Bunny has been elected president. She defeated Trump, and she's being impeached, or they're talking about impeaching her. There's all these impeachment rallies. And my point is that you flip it on its head. If she had won, we'd have CNN and MSNBC saying, oh, there's no collusion here. There's nothing wrong here. And you'd have Fox all screaming, impeach her. She's the most evilest person in the world. We have to get rid of her. I mean, it would be the exact opposite. That was the point I was trying to make. Apparently,
instead, you got comments such as this by Nance 19 Oped. Disappointing, especially because Stantis can do much better than this. Tired of HRC obsession. She isn't running. She doesn't talk as much as she is talked about by detractors. The storyline was disappointing because Stantis is better than repeating how much he likes HRC. Which you weren't.
I wasn't, and that was the it seems like there are a lot of comments similar to that.
Right.
And it just breaks my heart. Really, as a creator, you're trying to push the envelope and you're trying new things. And this was my idea of that if you'd flipped it on its coin, the both sides, you know, it's sort of going with the both sides are kind of jerks argument. And, you know, if Hillary had won, and that my point only being that the camps would have, you know, circled their wagons much like they're doing now, except it would be the opposite.
It was more about the people surrounding him, not the candidates themselves, but...
Right. Hillary Clinton has taken herself... I mean, she can comment and say things and as a citizen of this great country, and she does. And that's fine. I really don't have Hillary, obsession. I don't. If you notice, the strip never does the, yeah, but Obama, because that's stupid. He's not president anymore. I do make the point, things like holding up... judicial appointments or things like that, when the Republicans did that against Obama and the Democrats did it against W. And when they did it against W, that was wrong when the Democrats did that. But the Republicans said, well, they did it. And that was wrong, wasn't it? Yes. So you shouldn't do it.
That's what your parents always taught you. Two wrongs don't make a right.
So anyway, getting back to this, there's another comment?
No, one person actually seemed to have got it. It was Killio Opu, I'm sorry, I'm going to pronounce that completely wrong.
All right.
But I agree with Scott. Had Clinton been elected, she would have had impeachment proceedings launched against her.
Oh,
one person out of all the...
Well, here's the thing about comments, though, is that people will comment if they disagree with you. People are much more likely to comment or send an email, a nasty gram, death threat, which I've had all of those, when they're angry.
Right. Well, that's what most of the comments are. Someone will comment on your strip, and then people don't necessarily comment on your strip, but the following commenters are commenting on comments.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, I wish it was clearer. Using metaphor sometimes is difficult, and sometimes, it flies over people's heads. And it's not that I'm so smart or so brilliant, because I'm not. I try to be, and sometimes I'm too clever by half. And this may have been one of those times. Do you think so? Did you get it?
I got it, but I knew what you were. I know you, so I kind of know where you're going most of the time.
I guess you can look across
table and
go.
And say, hey, what the heck do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, you do that sometimes.
Right.
When I write the things, Janine obviously looks over my shoulder because, A, I'm the worst speller of any adult I know. And, B, I want to know if people get it. And you said a number of times, you say, what are you trying to say with this?
But this time I thought you were just trying to say that things would be pretty much the same.
Yeah, the camps would, like I said, would anyway, yes.
So one minor interesting thing in the strip, you had Opie sarcastically talk about the American education system.
Yep.
And Dog Day quoted, CJ, if we don't, and I mean right now, change the education system in this country so that boy knows the president can't actually pardon a turkey. Jed Bartlett, the West Wing. And he says, hasn't gotten any better. But it's particularly funny because we actually just saw that episode.
Yeah, I was rewatching recently. That show because I love the politics, of course, are goofy progressive for my perspective, but I love that at times politics can be poetry, and I do believe that. And so, yeah, we just watched that episode. And so, yeah, it's the public education system. And what that was tied to, that insult, was tied to Winslow being kind of flummoxed. He said he wasn't aware that Florida wasn't on the West Coast.
So geography, not his strong suit.
Or Americans. Or history. Or spelling. Or math.
Yeah, he's not good at any of that, is he?
None of the Americans aren't.
Oh, Americans. I thought you were just talking about Winslow.
No, Americans are pretty rotten at most of those things. we're down the list in terms of that. And we're teaching less. I mean, less civics, less history, both of which are really important things to know. But, oh well. Country's going to hell in a handbasket, and the kids just got to stay off my lawn.
Yep.
Damn kids. Any other comments we need to get to?
Let's see. I thought this was interesting. Bookworm said, this is Putin's greatest victory. He has managed to get his puppet to turn us against ourselves. I find that ironic given the history of Russia. The American, French, and Russian revolutions all came about from the same basic root cause. Too few had too much, and too many had too little. It pays to study and remember history.
Wow. Who's that from?
Yeah, that is from Bookworm.
Bookworm. I was actually having this discussion with my good friend Ted Rall this morning about revolution and why people aren't more pissed off and why they haven't, you know, stormed the parapets yet. Because it was pegged to a story on journalism and on my company I work for, Tribune Publishing, and formerly known as Tronk. I miss that. I always call it Tronk. And so Tronk over the years has laid off 1 out of 5 people who've worked there. And why haven't they organized and, again, you know, storm the castle? I don't understand why people aren't more angry.
I think they will be, and I think things are going to get worse, but it's going to be different because it's going to be more global. It's people in other countries who haven't had much now with the web and communications and the more kind of global, we're more global than we were, is I think they're going to see that, hey, these people have something, and it doesn't matter that it's not going to stay in your own country. It's going to be, hey, in the United States, they have all this stuff. Let's go.
Yeah, it used to be that, but we don't have that here anymore. I mean, we just slipped to the third most competitive economy on the planet, which is crazy.
Which is still better than Sublime. I mean,
well, of course.
We still have a lot more than a lot of people.
Of course, but it's not where we should be. This is a free market economy, and we should be competitive, and we should be number one in that category, but okay. What else we got?
Well, you were also mentioned the cable news. You had the cable news kind of switched around. But Scoutmaster 77 said, wall-to-wall, 24/7 cable news. Lots of opinion masquerading as news.
Yes,
and that's one of the problems.
That's exactly the problem here. And it touches on what I just mentioned. These organizations, CNN, Fox News had a pretty good newsroom, if you recall, 10 years ago. When it started, there was MSNBC, CNN, CNBC, Fox News, all had pretty good newsrooms. But because of layoffs, they have lousy newsrooms, and they can't cover things anymore like they used to. So, to his point, they have to go to opinion. Opinion's easy.
I mean, also, you have to fill up a lot more time.
Yeah, and so what are you going to fill it up with? Well, people watch opinion. They like to, and the fact that newspapers are dying around the country. I was having this discussion again today with a friend of mine and saying that, like in Denver, they had a low voter turnout. I think it was 30%. And a majority of people polled didn't know that there was a mayoral election going on.
That's scary.
You think about that for a moment. That's the same election where the people voted to legalize magic mushrooms.
It wasn't just your general apathy. It was they had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So we're in a big bucket of trouble right now, and I'm not sure how we work our way out. And I guess part of the problem is I have to be a lot clearer in Prickly City to lead
That's
the way.
It's all you.
Yeah, it all comes to, it's all me. It's all Carmen and Winslow. It all comes down to us. Listen, we've been off for a couple of weeks. Go ahead.
You said you did.
I want to say something. Face.
Oh, I was just going to mention this before you. I thought you were going to sign off, and then we still have to get to the big government stuff. So
no, I was going to actually talk briefly about why we were gone. I turned 60 this month or last month in May, and to celebrate, if that's the word in hindsight, not such a good word. Decided to, Jeannie and I had this bucket list thing. It was to hike the Grand Canyon rim to rim in a day. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I think it was your bucket list. I just sort of went along.
Well, you could have driven the car. That would have made life easier. Because we did it. We did do it. And in a day.
And it was gorgeous.
Oh my God. That place. I mean, it's so many things in your life will disappoint you. This will never disappoint
you.
No,
the only disappointing thing that I want to say to the Grand Canyon is all the bathrooms do not have to be up so many stairs.
Especially on the way up when, it's a 24-mile trek. 15 miles are down and across, and then 9.5 miles up. And so as you're going up to 3 mile and 1.5 mile stop, the bathrooms are, first off, at 3 mile, it seemed to be another mile
from. It felt like it was miles away.
Yeah, and you have to go upstairs, which is the last thing you want to do.
No, it was like, oh, should have worn adult diapers.
Or just do what your husband does. Just,
oh, yeah, the world's your bathroom.
Yep. That's my slogan. The world is my bathroom. So we made it back. The next day, I joked about taking it because, obviously, our car was still on the North Rim, so we had to take the shuttle back, and that's 4.5 hours, which actually was not bad. I was kind of grateful for that. But the van driver, every time I got out, I go, oh, every step I took. Now, he called it the
Kaibab hobble.
Yes, which was because the Kaibab is one of the trails you take down. I would suggest it to people who are, we were glad we did it.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was
and
really
we
beautiful.
Wish we'd done it 20 years earlier.
You got to see a lot of things that you wouldn't normally see.
Well, what's interesting is being along the Colorado River, you don't actually see the canyon because you're in a bowl. And so you don't see the walls, the ones you were familiar with, those beautiful blazing red rock walls until you go up about, 3 or 4 miles?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not sure.
It was, I'm proud of myself for doing it. I now have a residual foot issue, so yay. But we did it.
Yay, age.
Yay, getting older. But, the old guys did it.
Woo!
Yeah, take that, young people. Stay off my canyon. Anyway, we have one more comment you didn't want to get to.
Oh, because you did a thing on the smart speaker and just everything listening in.
Yes.
And Darson54 said, telling you, Orwell got it wrong. Government ain't listening to us. Yes, many levels of meaning there. But Amazon and Google are. Big Brother has an LLC on the end of it.
Well, I think you're right because I noticed that we our son and his wife got us an Alexa, Echo for Christmas. And it goes on randomly. Have you noticed this? I mean, the light goes on, it goes bloop. You see the little listening light go on and you go, what are you listening to? We didn't mention your name. We didn't mention you. What are you listening to? My point is, like I mentioned before, we're both in our 60s, so there's not a hell of a lot it can hear other than, ow, this hurts. Why does this hurt today?
Well, Baslam the Beggar says, so the lesson is that no one listens to you unless there is something the listener wants from you. Your money, your obedience, etc.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty wise. Who's
that? Was that from, Alexa?
Baslam the Baker. No. I did not hear Alexa say that yet.
Can you do an Alexa voice? So, let's see. So, the lesson is that no one listens to you unless, never mind. That's really bad. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you for hanging around. I'm glad we're back on and back to podcasting. Brian was our wonderful producer, was welcoming as he always is. And it's great to see him again.
Guy.
He really is. And so thank him. Thank WGN and WGN Plus for hosting this podcast and for letting us use their equipment. Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome.
For being a part of this. And also, if you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, feel free to do so by going to gocomics.com/pro. Prickly City. That's gocomics.com/Prickly City. You can sign up for free if you haven't already, and you can leave a comment, which we'd love. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. We'd love to hear from you. And if you want to contact us directly, please feel free to do so. PricklyCity@gmail.com. That's PricklyCity@gmail.com. You may want to contact us soon because there's a Sunday coming up, and we'll be sandwiching a week worth of stuff that's probably going to clog up PricklyCity.com for a while. So if you want to get your comment in, do it now. That about covers it, right?
That does.
Okay, then. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.